When you go to the grocery store, as you begin to check out, you normally pass a row of magazines, tabloid magazines. You may think to yourself how much energy and effort it took to make those magazines. There was someone who stood out of a cafe, outside of a store, outside of a yoga studio, waiting for the celebrity to come out to take a picture of them. And then they posted on this magazine with something to which we should admire, whether admire their talent, admire their looks, admire their audacity. All of this goes into making this magazine. But then what do you do afterwards? You continue in the checkout line and you move on with life. Today's gospel, Zacchaeus wants to be an admirer of Jesus. He wants to go and he wants to see him, but see him from a distance. It's there that Christ invites him to his own home. You see, Christ doesn't need admirers. Christ needs followers. And for Zacchaeus, it was that pivotal moment which makes him change. From an admirer to a follower, he has to do something. He has to invite the Lord into his home, and he has to change. Being a tax collector, he has to give those money in which he extorted back to the poor. It requires an action. Jesus does not need admirers. He needs followers. In the United States this week, we celebrate what's called Vocation Week. It's where we pray about vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. And oftentimes, to promote vocations, people will put out fancy Instagram posts or a new website or even a new video that shows off how cool priesthood is. I should know, I was in one. The priesthood isn't about being flashy. It's about being faithful. You see, if Christ is who he says he is, who he is the Savior, and only he can save us from sin and death, then he must be followed. I mean, he must be followed closely. Christ calls us to that intimate relationship as a priest in religious life, to follow him faithfully and to follow him closely. And to announce, as Jesus announced in today's gospel, as we enter the lives of people, in their sadness and in their sorrow, and in their joy and in their happiness, to enter into their home and say, the kingdom of God is at hand. Salvation is here for you. Whether you be lost, Christ finds you. It takes work. It's not flashy. It requires fidelity. And that's what the religious vocation is all about. It may look good on an Instagram post, but essentially it must be attained by people who are willing to give their life and to be faithful to follow the Lord. And really it comes down to two fundamental questions. Is God calling me to be a priest or religious life? And am I humble enough to accept it? If Christ is who he says he is, and the answer cannot be no. It must be yes. To faithfully follow the Lord is not to be an admirer, it's to be a follower.